A reading from Luke 7, 36-39. Now one of the Pharisees invited Jesus to have dinner with him, so he went to the Pharisee's house and reclined at the table. When a woman who had lived a sinful life in that town learned that Jesus was eating at the Pharisee's house, she brought an alabaster jar of perfume, and as she stood behind him at his feet weeping, she began to wet his feet with her tears. Then she wiped him with her hair, kissed them, and poured perfume on them. When the Pharisee who had invited him saw this, he said to himself, "If this man were a prophet, he would know who is touching him and what kind of woman she is, that she is a sinner."
The Pharisees are part of the ruling order in Israel. And so Jesus goes to their house, which is interesting because oftentimes he seems to be at odds with them. And then one of them says that if he knew who this woman was and what her reputation is, which is a far cry from being a first citizen, that he would reject her. And my comment on that is it's just amazing oftentimes how superficial people are that hold power.
Yeah.
They like to categorize. They like to put... Yes, she's a sinner. And it's just the absolute opposite of who Jesus is.
Right.
He doesn't put people in those little easy slots that we like to do to make our world seem orderly.
Yeah. Well, it's immediately you can't help but think when the declaration of the Pharisee is, she is a sinner, is Jesus' words. A man who's well doesn't need a doctor. A sick person needs a doctor. I've come to serve those who are sick. I've come to serve, seek, and save sinners. And so Jesus is naturally there. And it's an interesting story to me. One turn is I'm thinking, so this woman is a sinner. How did she ever get in this Pharisee's house?
Through the back door.
Yes. He would have had people watching. There would have been a certain level of controls. And the fact that she gets in is rather interesting anyhow. So I don't know if there's a double standard going on here for this Pharisee, but we know the Pharisees are constantly looking for a reason to trap Jesus, or they're asking him questions that are going to put him in a bind. And it's because their way of looking at the world is completely different. They have socially granted power. And we could say from that perspective, a certain level of authority in the community. Jesus comes with no official power, no official authority, but he comes in the authority of his Father. And because of that, he's always using his authority and power for those who are marginalized and on the edges. And so here's a woman, not only a woman, she's a sinner. And so Jesus is reaching out and protecting her, where the Pharisee would be pushing her away. He's keeping his power to himself.
Just in looking at this a little bit from a different angle in terms of the woman herself, she may not have been poor. She may have been actually on the periphery of the kind of the top echelons, and she may have been a very successful prostitute. You don't know. But what we do know is she is sorrowful about her life. She feels remorse. And the jar she brings is alabaster, which suggests that it's not, and the perfume is very expensive. So in a way, she's doing an offering here that, you know, it is kind of a counterpoint to the weightiness of her sin.
Absolutely. And another time, Jesus has a similar situation, and his response is, to those who have been forgiven much, there's a sense of worship that comes from them that's unique and more powerful. And this woman recognizes that she's been forgiven much. The Pharisee is self-righteous. He doesn't feel a need to be forgiven from much.